Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Ball Crusher, are you on the line?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you loud and clear, Bone Crusher. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say that I was just a little bit late. I was out tonight and got stuck in a traffic jam, but we're glad that you're on tonight. Tonight, it gives me great pleasure to introduce a good friend of mine, a author, a mentor to children and adults alike, Mr. James Bone Crusher Smith. Bone Crusher, take it away.
Thank you very much, Woody. Glad you were able to make it. And we want to welcome anyone else and that joined us tonight. And I know I sent the information out to a lot of people. And, you know, Woody, that's basically what the simplicity of what we have here. And, you know, I listen to the calls during the day. We got three calls during the day. I listen to those calls as often as possible. And it's real simple. You don't have to do a lot of talking, but just put your people in front of the presentation and just call in. I mean, you know, try to just make you a donation to someone else's project. And we, you know, you and I, we help them. You mostly help them get the project page set up and just plug the people in. And this thing is simple. I mean, I had some money loaded on my debit card today. I mean, that debit card is sweet. And it's an international global debit card, and you can use it anywhere. And, you know, the more people you invite to listen, the more people you introduce it to, the more people sign up, make a donation, sign up, the more money they make. I mean, this thing is sweet. This, you know, you and I, Woody, have done a lot of things together, and we've made some money together, and we have some failures together. But this year, We Share Crowdfunding is pretty awesome, and I like it. I mean, I just like it. We just want to keep this call going every Friday night, and our team can plug in, or anybody can plug in to the call, and they're welcome. I'm going to, you know, I have a project, Woody. You know, I've been mentoring kids around the world for a long time, and especially I live in Myrtle Beach now. I do that. And I've done fundraisers in other ways. Right now I'm working on a golf tournament coming up June the 27th in Myrtle Beach, and people are welcome to come. And they can go to my website, championforkids.org, and that's my national mentoring program. A website, www.championforkids.org. And I do a summer camp in Myrtle Beach. And we're working on a major fight for Myrtle Beach at this time. And I'm just excited. You know, I got one good leg, one bad leg. I had a total knee replacement back in January. And I'm kind of easing off the pain medicine. And it's still some pain there. So, but I keep going. I keep working and working, working, working. And I'm just excited. I'm working because I'm excited, and I believe that what I'm doing right now is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I think that's the way, that's one of the main ways, one of the main things that people have to realize, that what they're doing is really what they should be doing. I mean, they have to accept the fact that what they're doing right now is what they should be doing. And if you have any doubts about that, well, you just won't give it what you're supposed to give it to, and you just won't be a champion or successful in what you're doing. I believe in that, and I believe I'm doing right now what I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm going to turn it back to you. Hopefully we got some more guests on the call tonight. And I know hopefully Monty is on the call. He always joins us. We do a 1-2-3 punch combination. And back to you, Woody.
All right. Thank you, Bone Crusher. And again, I want to apologize just for being a little bit late tonight. I was out working and lost track of time. But, Bone Crusher, you hit the nail on the head. This crowdfunding, it's just something that is, you know, sweeping around the country. It's sweeping the nation and all around the world. We're hearing about more and more each and every day about crowdfunding. And you know, how crowdfunding is changing people's lives. And, you know, before, a friend of mine, Monty, had actually introduced crowdfunding to me. I knew a little bit about it, but really didn't pay attention. But once I really started looking at it and work with it, you know, it's just funny that I hear about crowdfunding all the time now. It's on the news. It's on the internet. You know, everywhere you turn, you hear about crowdfunding. And, you know, I just like to tell people that, you know, this is the place to be if you're looking to raise funds for anything, whether it's business or it's personal. You know, right now you're at the right place at the right time. And with that being said, I'd like to bring on a good friend of mine that introduced me to the program, and I want him to just come on, and like he does every week, because he does it so well, is just explain to the people that are on the line just what crowdfunding is and what We Share Crowdfunding is. So, Monty, I know you're there. Can you just go ahead and take it away?
Yes, indeed, Woody. Can you hear me okay?
Hey, I got you loud and clear, Monty.
Good evening, Champ, and also Woody, and any other listeners in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Monty Clarence Montgomery coming to you live from sunny Fayetteville, North Carolina. And going to mix it up a little bit this week, and what I want to do following weeks is start just sharing different tips and information about how you can find other people, other project managers, how to fund any project. So we want to try and bring value every week to the program. So look forward to coming out and just seeing what we have set for you. I have a PowerPoint presentation anybody can have access to. We got a couple of videos that you can use to share out to individuals. So feel free to contact me. My number is 910-556-4027. Again, my number is 910-556-4027. You know, we work as a team, as a community, so we're all here to help. So again, feel free to contact me anytime. So that being said, I'm going to just kind of give a quick overview of what we are trying to do here as a community, our platform, and a couple of pointers. So let's look at crowdfunding in general. And simply, crowdfunding is fundraising via the internet, social media. That's what's happening now. You know, most of us have at least 150 to 300 contacts on any of the top major networks: Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Google+. So having that reach, you can set up a project page, whether it's about expanding your business, renovating a church, just making the world a better place, you know, funding home improvements. You know, what about paying for paying your college tuition or paying off that loan if you've already graduated? You may be in need of a new car, home repairs. And some of us, you know, we're now in that situation where we might be looking at a second income to help us with our retirement. And, you know, I love to pay off my mortgage and look for a condo in Vegas. So there's all kind of dreams and there's all kind of projects, whether it's personal, a global nature, or a community in nature. So one another aspect we want to look at is what makes us different with our platform. So the other platforms, you know, they tend to charge fees, and they have they take a percentage of your donations that come in. And they require you to do most of the marketing. I mean, if you don't have any marketing experience, you don't have a budget to go out and try and solicit donations with these other platforms, then that's why they have a high success rate. I think it's running around 80%. And they have time limits, you know, 90 days, 120 days, 6 months. With our platform, we have no time limits. And you got to write up your own platform, your own project. You know, you're responsible for doing that promotion, and for most of us, we don't really understand what advertising and promoting a project or a product, you know, what that really entails. You know, we don't charge to host your project. We don't the donations go directly to you and in your wallet. We have an automated system. And that's one another point I want to mention tonight, and that I've actually started to talk about a little bit more, is you can run into a lot of people who are negative or not sure because they don't have the right information. And so this is a good time to address that. And a lot of us have seen the gifting programs, or you're going to hear the term pyramid, it's a business opportunity. Well, I'll address all three of those. The company doesn't send you a 1099, and like I said earlier, they don't charge a fee. There's no monthly fee, so they're not paying you any money. 100% of their donations go towards the project, so therefore it's not a business opportunity. Two, the old pyramid scheme. Well, the money on these floors, as we call it, that moves up, that we share to other project managers, we do not, the platform doesn't accumulate any dollar amount. So you can't refer other project managers and by some magic you roll up to a figure and that is paid out to you. It doesn't work that way. So each floor, each donation is actually paid out 100%, 50% to one project manager and 25% to two others. And that's where the shared process comes in at. And what you want to do is get back to the person that invited you to the call and ask them to give you a short presentation that explains our distribution formula. And that way you really understand what I'm talking about. Now, one of the benefits of our platform, instant donations. I mean, you can receive cash donations. We have a process for that. Compounded donation that's moving through our seven floors. We have three financial steps on each floor. And, again, the person that referred you to the call, they can get you that information and get your question answered. We have matching donations, continuous donations, infinity donations, and one that I'm really starting to wrap my mind around is international donations. This platform is live in 170 countries. So when you really understand our process about shared donations, and understand you can get donations coming in from around the world, I mean, it's really time to get excited about being able to fund your project. And Woody, with that being said, I'm going to stop here for a moment, and I'll send it back to you.
All right. Thank you, Monty. And I always appreciate when you come on and explain what, you know, crowdfunding is and, you know, the difference that what we do at WeShare Crowdfunding. Other than the other companies. And at this time, I just want to share a little bit about my story and, you know, how, you know, I was introduced to crowdfunding and kind of what I thought about it from the beginning. I own a business, and it's a before and after school center for children. And we take kids to school, and we pick them up after school. And I had a school bus, 60-passenger bus, and it was working real well. You know, we go to different schools, pick up the kids, and bring them back. Well, one day the transmission in that bus went out, and we had to go to alternate methods to get the kids to school, but I was trying to get that bus fixed. I really needed it fixed, but I didn't have the cash at that time. So what I did was I took it to two different shops, because one of the things is they told me that it would cost more for me to get the transmission fixed on that bus, and I actually bought it from the school. And, you know, I didn't have the money, so I heard about crowdfunding. And like Monty was saying, you know, I tried the traditional crowdfunding. I went on one of the other platforms, and I put a page up there and put it on my Facebook and sent it out to all my friends and acquaintances and family. And I was really thinking that I was going to receive, you know, some donations to help me to put down on that transmission to get it fixed. And I got it up there. I thought I did a pretty good job. And, you know, after about a week, well, the first day, no funds. And after about a week, I didn't get any funds. And just to tell you the truth, after a month and after about 6 months, I never received any funds on that platform. So right then and there, my impression of crowdfunding was, this doesn't work. And I know that maybe some of you have done some other things and it didn't work out for you. And, you know, you set that up in your mind. You said, well, that doesn't work. I'm never going to do that again. It doesn't work. And, you know, a little while later, Monty started sending me these emails about WeShare Crowdfunding. And I said, crowdfunding, I know everything about that. I already know what that is. I don't want to be bothered with that. But he kept sending it, and, you know, some of the emails, you know, I would just ignore them. You know how we do that. We ignore them. And, you know, some of them I would open up and read a little bit about it and then just go, yeah, yeah, I know about crowdfunding. But one day he sent me a message, and the message went something like this. It says, do you have anything that you need to raise funds for? And, you know, that piqued my interest because, yes, I had something that I needed to raise funds for, was that transmission steel. And I said, yeah. And actually I said, I need a new bus. I said, well, forget the transmission. I need a new bus. And he says, we share crowdfunding can help you do that. And then I said, well, how's that? So the next time he sent me this information, I actually took a look at it, watched a couple videos, and, you know, after I watched the videos, and I'm the type of guy that even though he sent me those videos, I went on Google and I Googled We Share Crowdfunding and try to find out some more stuff about it. And I called Money back and I said, hey, man, this might just work because of the way that we do the shared donations. You know, I wasn't going to be out there by myself like I was before trying to get all the money for the bus. And I got started on Thanksgiving last year, and, you know, I truly believe 100% that by the time the new school year rolls around, I'm going to have a new bus for the kids to be going back and forth to school. And, you know, I'm kind of glad that Monty was persistent in sending me the information, but really, really thankful that he actually sent me a message and not just an email. He sent me a message and said, what he said was, hey, do you have anything that you need to raise funds for? Because that sentence there alone piqued my interest. Because sometimes when we send people emails, and, you know, if you've been around a little while, you get a bunch of emails a day, you know, you just ignore them. But when he sent me that message right there piqued my interest and what got me to take a look at We Share Crowdfunding. And I'm really happy that I did. So with that, I want to turn it back to you, Monty, and let you tell a little bit about what your project is.
Had to unmute myself. Okay, Woody, thanks. Yeah, you know, since we started about the same time, really, got going through the holidays, and I was sitting here watching the local news, and they were talking about they were going to stay open at the food banks. And they wanted everybody to come out. They're going to stay open late, and they wanted everybody to come down last minute because they were running out of food. And so at that time, it came to me that, well, wait a minute. No, I have this platform, and the company recommends that you make a project, have a project bigger than yourself. So I said, you know, wouldn't that be wonderful if I could support some of these food pantries here locally? You know, and not just wait till the holidays. Let's just support them throughout the year. So that's my project. You know, I'm looking at $100,000 to $200,000 to try and support this community in that effort. And I mean, we've all seen these programs, and it just seems ironic that they always wait to the holiday season to start pulling at your heartstrings. But with the platform, if we really come together as a community, and we can empower each other to make a difference, to make a change. So that's what my project is all about. And so that's a good lead-in to let some of the new people, if you're new on the call, just how to get started. I mean, you can get started with a simple donation to the person that referred you, $50 donation or $100 donation or $200 donation. And that donation is now empowering you to start your project. And that's how simple the concept is. We really have to keep this simple. You put yourself in a position to empower somebody else to make a difference in their lives or in the lives of others. So, Woody, back to you.
All right, Monty, thank you. I know we have some callers on the line that are new and they've got their project started. So if you're on the line and you want to just come on for a couple minutes and tell us what your project is about, just press 1, and I'll bring you on the line. Anybody? There we go. 1 second. All right, caller, who do we have there?
My name is Mitch McKeever. I'm from New York.
Hey, Mitch.
How are you?
This is Woody. I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Oh, just fine. It's been a long day, but I'm hanging in there.
All right. Well, tell us about your project.
Well, I'm actually just started doing it right now, actually, while I'm speaking with you. I loaded my pitcher up. I have a business called, Monty is my second upline. Thelma is who signed me up. And I've been speaking with Monty for a few days now, and really fortunate that I have found him and Thelma on the internet. And I'm really digging this business because I have a fundraising business of my own. And so I have a business called HVMoneySaver.com, and I do fundraising with a discount card in that lower Hudson Valley, about an hour north of New York City. So the whole premise of my business is this discount card. I have nearly 400 businesses on my network, on my website, and the people who buy these cards and fundraisers get full access to all the businesses on the network in 40 different towns around the valley. And I'm just keep building up more and more businesses on there. And the businesses are on there with some free advertising. I get like a showcase page to, you know, show off the business. I put their website on there. And they get a username and password where they are able to change around their offers as they feel. And it's just a really good community thing. I have some fundraisers I'm doing tomorrow. I have one ending actually tomorrow also. And I'm just getting this off the ground. So I'm looking to create some operating capital or get some donations, hopefully, you know, coming into my project to create more fundraisers around the valley and to help out, you know, more and more organizations. So I was planning on, you know, stating in my project that I want to donate, like, you know, 40% of my whatever percentage of the proceeds or the donations that are given to me, donate them to the businesses that, or to the different organizations and nonprofits and charities around my area, and also, yeah, the more capital, obviously, to just get out there and, you know, make this a household name.
Awesome. Well, you know, that sounds great, and I'm quite sure that, you know, Monty and myself and we'll be available to help you get up and get running with anything that you need. And we really appreciate you coming on the call tonight and sharing that with us.
And let me ask Mitchell a question real quick.
Yeah.
Hey, Mitch, were you telling me about you had a boxing situation or something?
A what?
You had a boxing contact?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've been trying to get a hold of him. Actually, two different. I know a few directors of some nonprofits and such. One's a Child Protection Service watchdog for the county I live in, and she actually it's quite interesting on her messages she leaves for people contacting her, like, you know, I can get you in touch if you have, you know, calling the wrong number, I can get you in touch with Child Protection Services. She's the president of the chapter of that county, and she's, in her message, she basically says, like, she can, this isn't about the boxing, but it's just one of many the directors of types of agencies or not-for-profit charities that I know. But yeah, one of the boxers, this gentleman has a boxing gym for like 4 years now, and he's a very religious guy. He's in, does church stuff. He's actually, I called him the other day. He was down at a food bank doing some volunteer work. But yeah, he helps at-risk kids and such, and he's a really great guy. So I'm gonna reach out to him. He's trying to get a hold of him. I think he's kind of busy now.
Yeah, reason I brought that up because, you know, Champ, are you still on the line?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. So we have WBA champion James Bone Crusher Smith. James, this is Michael Keever. So I figured that might be a good contact for him. And you're definitely, you know, in the business and on the nonprofit side. So that's why I asked to share that story.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I've been on. I've been on speakerphone, so I've been probably muffling my words. But sorry, go ahead. Preach. Go ahead.
Let me give you my cell phone number. It's 910.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let me get a pen. One second, sir. Hey, congratulations on your what you're doing now and your second life, we'll call it, and for what you've accomplished in your boxing career. It's pretty cool stuff.
Yes,
910. One second. Okay. All right. And where do you live? In North Carolina?
I'm in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, but I'm from North Carolina.
Okay. All right. 910.
658-358-3408.
3408. I'm sure this gentleman would love to talk to you. So I'll tell him the Bone Crusher, what?
James Bone Crusher Smith.
James.
You can Google that.
All right. Cool.
Listen, that's another.
Ten hours north of you, man. I'll have to get down there someday. So that's great. That's great. I appreciate the cell phone. You guys are all a really good group of people I've gotten in touch with here. I'm feeling pretty blessed. So I am going to make this work the best of my abilities. I definitely dig it.
All right, Mitchell. Thanks
all
for coming
awesome
on the call.
Okay, I'm going to let you guys take it away.
All right.
Go ahead, Woody.
Are there any other guests online tonight that would like to share what their project is or what it is going to be? I've got a couple more callers on here. If so, just press 1 so we can bring you on the line so you can share it. Okay, I don't see anybody else coming on pressing 1, so I guess we'll just continue to move on.
Well, let me share a point there, Woody. That's another point about our community and sharing, because, you know, the networking aspect. I mean, you know, we're touching people in different parts of the community, all walks of life. So by coming together, you know, here we really can connect and, you know, have all kind of ideas. I mean, just a neat thing that we got going here. So as more and more people plug in, they got to realize that they really can expand their reach across the country and around the world.
Yeah, and I want to add to that, Monty and Woody, and the folks out there that's listening, that sometimes sharing your testimony is a powerful thing, because, you know, one of the things that I noticed, and I think we experienced is basically the same thing, we had to follow up with people. And, you know, when we first introduced it to our prospects, They didn't see it, and we didn't. I know I didn't see it right off the bat, and the follow up was very important. So I want to encourage folks that's in here for the first time and just getting started to just feel free to follow up with the people, you know, till they get it. You know, it might take 2 or 3 times to text them or email them or call them or whatever. You know, people need this, what we're doing. They need it, and if they understand it, I think they'll join.
Thank you, Bone Crusher. Got it. Hey, Monty, were there something else that you wanted to say?
Oh, yeah, you know, I always got all kinds of stuff. we can talk for hours here. I wasn't watching the clock and what kind of time we're coming up on, but let me shut this down real quick, and I'll give out the, you know, we're going to be meeting in Las Vegas next week. In fact, myself and Woody will be leaving Tuesday, and we got a leader summit in Las Vegas. It's going to be the 30th of April and the 1st of May, basically 2 days. We're going to be meeting with the principals of the platform and also probably 30 to 40 of the top leaders that are in WeShare right now and in our team. So it's not too late to get out there. If you're in the California, Las Vegas, Utah, Arizona area, you might want to see if you can come over at least one day and check us out. The program is going to be at the Tuscany Hotel. And I'm looking right real quick to pull up that information, and I'll give you a number. The tickets for the event is $49, and you can go online and get it. You can, again, call me, Monty, 910-556-4027. I can get the information to you. Those dates are April 30th and May 1st. They do have a few rooms left at the Tuscany, and that number is toll-free, 877-887-2261. Again, toll-free, 877-887-2267. So we look forward to getting with the principals and a lot of the leaders that we've been talking to on all these different webinars and teleconferencing calls, and we'll get a chance to, you know, have the meeting after the meeting and get some back office and platform update information. Also, Witty, while I'm talking here, my tip this week for everybody, if you're new, even if you've been in a while and you haven't done this, because this is the concept is so simple and the platform itself is designed this way, I would recommend everybody do a 30-name list. I mean, write down 30 people that you know, people that know and like and respect you, and get a video presentation, ask them the question, share a video presentation, and see if they're interested in either funding a project or they know someone that has a project. And then get back with the person that referred you and get their questions answered. Again, we're all available to assist in that case. Now, next week, two or three more tips for you. But one, just so hopefully this get you going and coming back, I'm going to show you how to add 20,000 contacts to your social platform. So I'm going to be talking about social media and how you can connect to 20,000 people. So if you want to know that, come on back to Blog Talk Radio next week and learn how to fund any project. Also, Witty, we like to tell everyone we have brochures available. We have different types of videos for you to go out and show to your contact. So really, there's no stone unturned. You got the support you need. And Witty, back to you.
All right. Thanks, Monty. And, you know, I like that you said put that 30-name list together because, you know, one thing that I've come to realize here with what we're doing is, you know, it's not about us. And, you know, and as soon as you figure out that it's not about you, but it's about the other people that you are introducing this to, the better, the more successful you're going to be. You don't have to worry when you go and you send somebody our 8-minute video and say, hey, you know, this is WeShare crowdfunding. You know, you could raise money. You don't have to worry about, you know, are they going to come in the program, you know, like with those other businesses that we were in. You know, this is crowdfunding, and, you know, all you're doing is you're offering them something. You're showing them a way that they could raise money for themselves or raise money for the project. And, you know, when you do that, you know, even if they don't join you, you could still walk away feeling good about it because, you know, you gave them the opportunity to help themselves or help the community or, you know, whatever it is, you know, that they have their heart set on it. And that's what I really like about this program is that we're helping people in the community. We're not worried about somebody buying any lotions, potions, vitamins, or whatever every month, having some type of monthly auto ship or anything like that. We're not doing any of that. You know, when I introduce this program to somebody, I actually feel good because I'm showing them something that can help them. And I'm glad you said something about the 30 names of people that you know, people that you like, and people that respect you and you respect them. And I'm glad that you brought that up. But with that, you know, we've been on the call here pretty long tonight. I want to go ahead and turn it back over to Bone Crusher. And I know, Bone Crusher, you got a special event coming up in June. I know it's a little ways off, but if you just want to throw that out there before we close it out, you know, just to get it into people's mind of what's going on.
Yeah, thank you, Willie and Monty. And we have I'm hosting a on Friday, June the 26th. We're hosting a reception, and WeShare Crowdfund is going to be all over that. We got some key leaders, you and Monty, hopefully y'all are going to be there, and some more leaders are going to be there around. And anybody want to take a look at what we're doing can come on in. It'll be at the Clarion Hotel, 101 Sanderson Harbor Boulevard in Myrtle Beach. And then on Saturday, I'm hosting my golf tournament at River Oaks Golf Course, but you can get more details on my website. It's championforkids.org, www.championforkids.org, or you can call me personally on my cell phone, 910-658-3408, and I'll be glad to talk to you about it. But, again, thank you guys for being on here, and I look forward to, very excited about working with you, and I look forward to seeing everyone back here, same place, same time, next Friday. Thank you all, and with that said, this call is officially over. Good night.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.